If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it thee. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When Saint Therese was about 15 years old, before she went to the convent, she heard that a man was condemned to death for the murder of three people. And what was worse, that he had no intention of converting or being sorry for his sins. Saint Therese started praying for him, and as the weeks went by, there was no change in the man. He refused to let the priest come near him and wouldn't listen to anything that people told him about what happens after death. But she didn't give up hope for his soul and kept praying for him like Saint Monica did for her son, Saint Augustine. Some days after his execution, she read in the newspaper that the poor man was obstinate till the last moment, but just before the blade struck, he grabbed and kissed the crucifix the priest was holding out to him. Her prayers had been answered. To pray in the name of the Father means to pray to God with confidence. Saint Therese was very good at this. To pray to the Son means to ask whatever graces are necessary for our salvation, and the grace that no matter where we are or what happens, we may always be able to do the will of God. It means that through prayer, we may be always occupied with our salvation and the salvation of others. We may wonder why our prayer doesn't seem to have influence on the sanctification of our lives. The reason for this is that we do not pray in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of love. Without him, our prayer ends up being lukewarm, distracted, and without effect. If we wish our prayer to be pleasing to God, first of all, we must be in a state of grace, for then we have the right to call God our Father, as our Lord himself said we should do. Our heart should be a temple of God, in which the Holy Ghost dwells, and into which he pours his love. It must be a heart inflamed with the fire of divine love through the Holy Ghost, as were the hearts of the saints. This is how they managed to pray so long and with so much fruit. It is narrated in the life of Saint Peter of Regala that on a certain occasion, while he was alone in the sanctuary, buried in prayer, a flame burst through the roof of the church toward heaven. People thought that the monastery was on fire, and they ran to the church to see the flame that came from the heart of the praying saint. This was an image and a sign of the love of God, which was burning within him. But even if we withdraw ourselves from these extraordinary phases in the lives of the saints, whose prayer was an outpouring of their love for God, we may learn how important and necessary this condition of the love of God is for real, acceptable, and effectual prayer. Prayer is the raising of the mind and the heart to God. It is conversation with God, a union with him by praising, thanking, and blessing him. In each of these aspects, our love of God is essential for true prayer. First, then, prayer is the raising of the heart to God. If you don't feel your soul elevated, at least a little, if God is not present at all in your mind during your prayer, but on the contrary, you are distracted and let your mind wander, then this is a sign of insufficient love for God. In the second place, prayer is a conversation between the soul and God. When Moses, after his prayer, came out of the tabernacle, his face shone so brightly that the children of Israel were not able to look at him. And why was his face so bright? And why was his prayer so good? Well, the scripture tells us that Moses, while praying in the tabernacle, spoke to God as a friend speaks to a friend. Those who love each other are able to talk with one another for even hours at a time. Imagine if we could talk to God in this same way. Saint Francis was able to master this and would spend whole nights in prayer without saying anything except now and then the ejaculation, "My God, my all." God doesn't require nice sounding and grammatically correct prayers from us. All he wants is our attention. Finally, prayer is union with God, and this can become so close that, as in the case of many of the saints, we can even experience a taste of heaven on earth. And why do we not experience this type of prayer? It is simply because we do not love God enough yet. This is also why our prayer is not what it should be, namely, that union with God which accompanies us throughout the day, which keeps us in the presence of God and in the state of grace. Our prayer should not just be a duty that needs to get done. Seeing it this way will make it burdensome and unfruitful. Bishop Dolan would often tell the seminarians in retreats that to pray well is hard work, and it is. It is due to the effects of sin that we are often plagued by distractions or just don't feel in the mood to pray. But remember that those are the times when, if we are faithful, our prayer will be most pleasing to God. Because we are not doing what God wants, but we are not doing what we want, but what God wants. And God sees the extra effort we are making to please him and will reward us greatly for it. A soul that loves God praises the Lord, and the more she loves, the more she praises each of his infinite perfections. She also thanks him for all that she has received from him. A soul that dearly loves God prays more ardently and fervently, for she knows the value of grace and how necessary it is for doing the will of God through love of his goodness. The prayer for forgiveness of sins, the ability to ask the grace to make recompense for past offenses, comes from the love of God. If the Holy Ghost has poured out his love in your heart, then, as St. Paul says, it is the Holy Ghost himself who prays in us with unspeakable groanings. Therefore, if we pray in the name of Jesus with the Holy Ghost inside us, God will grant whatever we want, for then our desires will be in union with those of the Son, who is refused nothing by the Father. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.